You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. The Haight-Ashbury Music Center is selling off its gear. The store has been around for some 40 years. It was opened by the brother of Janis Joplin's bassist, and it's been a centerpiece of the Haight Street experience ever since. So what happens when a place known for culture and counterculture loses its music? KALW's Aria Lamarkowitz went to the going out of business sale last week to find out. Is it okay to pick up a guitar?
My name is Masood Badakhshan, and I've been running this store for the last 40 years. I'm glad I had the chance to be part of San Francisco's history, especially Haight-Ashbury, which is really has always been in my heart. I hitchhiked in 1969 from Iran to come here. I wasn't such a great music star when I scored it. But, you know, it's a labor of love, seriously, it is. Unfortunately, the times are changing, so I had a good run. And I'm going to miss my customer, I'm going to miss the people I work with. Two doors down is Jimi Hendrix's Red House. Janis Joplin lived there. Jim Morrison lived there. I met so many of my idols in this store.
All right, one mini Strat, $20 off. And for the gig bag, $163.81 is your grand total. All right.
I'm Ruben Trejo from San Francisco, Cadillac Blues. Been coming here since I was a kid, man, about 20 years old. This store will save you. You know, like when you're doing gigs down the street, you break something, you run in here real fast, pick it up, then you finish the gig. Yeah, they're closing for good. Sad.
You want me to bring those two guitars down, the limited edition ones?
Yeah, I want to pick your brain about some electronics.
It's the latest victim. Businesses are suffering, especially as smaller independent businesses. I've been working here 8 years, and it's been a wonderful, wonderful place. I got a great boss and great store, and we're sad to go.
Put this back up there, and let me start. I'm going to buy other shit. I'm buying all kinds of stuff.
My name is Sarah Purser. We live really close by, and we've been going there for years. Finding out the store was closing, we wanted to give as much support as we could.
Some drums and some cymbals.
Do you want to play me something on the guitar?
The store's closing, and you know, there was a few newspaper articles saying there might be some good prices, so I think people are converging for that. Honestly, the store was always overpriced, so as a local musician, I didn't come here too often, just being real.
Erica Zinter.
What brings you down here today?
We're on vacation from New Hampshire.
Did you know today was the closing?
We didn't know it was the closing, but my son, who's a musician, knew about the store, so wanted to come to the store, and it turns out that they're having this big sale and they're closing.
Are you glad you made it here?
I am, yes.
What are you going to buy?
Buy this envelope filter so I can sound like Jerry Garcia.
Those sounds were gathered by KALW's Aria Lamarkowitz at a liquidation sale at the Haight-Ashbury Music Center. Now, the store will soon shut down for good, but you can still find musical gear. Owner Masood Badakhshan has another music shop in Redwood City called Gelb Music. And the Haight-Ashbury Music Center will live on as an online marketplace for instruments.